Business leaders around the state have their eyes on 2014. What do they see trending in the first half of the year? Talk Business Arkansas, in conjunction with the State Chamber of Commerce and consulting group CEG Partners, has asked 100 CEOs in Arkansas for their take on revenue and employment expectations, capital expenditures, and consumer confidence. CEG Partners Managing Partner Mike Stafford and Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas sat down recently to discuss these results.
Basically, we're lucky enough to survey all of the major industries here in the state, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, manufacturing, construction, finance. So, yeah, we've hit all the major.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
What were some of the big takeaways that you can kind of say just from the top lines? I mean, are we optimistic about 2014, pessimistic, or somewhere in between?
Yeah, it's a slightly optimistic view for the next 6 months or so. And, you know, that's what we've heard from all the economists that I'm sure you've talked to, that modest recovery is the theme that we see in a lot of the data.
Let's drill down in some of the full screen graphics that we have here and talk about, I think our first one that we've got queued up here is, how are overall economic conditions, how do they compare to about 6 months ago? And what we found from the survey data is that 25% see it being much or somewhat better than 6 months ago. Approximately 54% say it's about the same. Then we have 15% say it's somewhat worse. 6% much worse. Does that surprise you?
Not a whole lot. You know, it was slightly positive looking back, a little bit more negative. But when you get to the future, they're a little bit more optimistic about the future, which is good news.
And let's look at what they say about the future here, too. We talk about how they see economic conditions changing in the next 6 months. 35% see it as being much or somewhat better. 37% about the same. 22% somewhat worse. 5% much worse. That's actually not bad when you look at the much worse is not that big.
And that's right, Roby. That 35% was more like 25% when looking backwards. So about a 10-point swing in the positive is what we're seeing for the future.
Are we just generally optimistic people, do you think?
Yeah, it could be. It's a new year.
Yeah. Was there anything that came from maybe any comments in the survey that gave you some insight on why they felt things might be moving?
Yeah, and we've dug a little deeper into some of the data, and it, you know, as an aggregate, as a whole, it's fairly positive. But if you break it out by industry, you see some different trends. So like manufacturing, you know, was fairly positive. Healthcare and pharmaceutical industry was not so positive.
We're going to get to that in just a second here, too. Okay. Let's look at what their expectations were in terms of revenue growth for the next 6 months. Again, some generally very positive news here. Our 100-plus CEOs see 64% that it will increase slightly or increase significantly, and most of that was in the increase slightly category there. 16% say no change in expected revenues for the next 6 months, 15% decrease slightly, and 5% decrease significantly. Our next slide actually indicates what you were talking about in the healthcare sector there, where we see only 24% see revenue increasing slightly, 0% increasing significantly, no change for 12%, 35% decrease slightly, 29% decrease significantly. That is a dramatic difference in that healthcare sector versus the overall numbers.
It is. When we look at everybody but healthcare, you see a fairly positive outlook. When you look at just healthcare, it's almost a flip-flop.
Obviously, the healthcare debate that's going on nationally for the last few years, there's just this pessimism from CEOs of hospitals and other medical organizations that they don't see that being a positive for them.
Absolutely, yeah. As far as revenues in their mind going forward, that part of the healthcare industry is a little under the weather.
All right, let's look at employee growth here. Again, just from our survey here, in the next 6 months, do you plan to increase employment, decrease employment, or no change? We see 40% see a slight or significant increase in employment, 35% no change whatsoever, 24% decrease slightly, 1%, only 1%, a big significant decline in employment for the next 6 months.
Yeah, and if you looked at that on a chart, you'd see a lot of middle of the road, kind of, you know, no change, maybe some change, maybe in the wrong direction. And so you've got that difference of revenue seems fairly positive, but I'm still concerned about my cost and controlling those costs.
And we, I think you could see this too. You could be a glass half full person or a glass half empty. You could
That's
say,
right.
well, overwhelming majority are either going to not change or increase slightly, or half or more than half are going to decrease slightly or not make any change. Just depends on where your level of optimism
is. And I think, like you said, it's there's still some unknowns, you know, and one of the comments that we received were that regulation and compliance is the fastest growing part of their business.
Not necessarily the biggest revenue generator.
That's not
for a
what
company.
You want. Yeah.
All right. Last question here. I think that we rolled through is expected capital expenditures. How much do you expect to spend in the next 6 months? 52%, either slightly or significantly, most of that in the slightly category. Mm-hmm. No change for 31%, 12% decrease slightly, 5% decrease significantly. Again, kind of back to your point that people are trying to control costs. They see revenue growth, mm-hmm. not as much employee growth relative to revenue, not as much CapEx growth mm-hmm. as a part of revenue. So they're going to make some more money, I guess, this next year with controlling their costs.
Yeah, one would expect to see some profits increase a little there, but yeah, they are a little more aggressive on the capital investment than they are on hiring more people. And we see that same trend in the national results that we've seen as well.
So pull all this together into the crystal ball and I guess just kind of summarize all this. And what should a business leader do with this information? I mean, what does it give them in terms of degree of confidence?
Well, I think as we do this again, we'll have some baseline to compare to. But it's, again, that modest recovery. I think the businesses are still going to continue to try to rein in on expenses and costs and watch, what the bottom line is.
Roby Brock talked to Mike Stafford, managing partner of CEG Partners, about a survey of 100 CEOs in Arkansas about their thoughts on 2014. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity, coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC. And Mitchell Williams Law, providing diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Mitchell Williams Law Firm employs nearly 80 attorneys at offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.